Hi guys, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Anything From My Point of View. Actually, maybe it's not the morning. Like, maybe you're not listening to this in the morning, so good afternoon, good night, or whatever time of the day it is. I just hope you're having a good one. You know what? I don't think I've ever recorded in the morning. I don't think I've done that before, and it's beautiful because one thing I love about waking up early is that everyone's asleep. Like, my whole house is really quiet, and I love seeing the sun rise. I love it, especially because I have a lot of plants and trees from the view of my window, and when the sun comes up, everything just turns sort of like not golden, but yeah, and it's really, really pretty. I love it. I love looking out of my window. I love it. Talking about mornings, I've fixed my sleep schedule and I've been waking up really early every day for these past 10 days, and let me tell you, it's been amazing. I mean, I had completely forgotten what it was like to not waste the whole morning sleeping, because don't get me wrong, I love sleeping, and it's great, but it's also amazing waking up and doing things, because I used to go to sleep really late, and then I would wake up really late too, and when I woke up, I didn't feel like doing anything. I just wanted to keep on sleeping. But now I'm sleeping no more and no less than 8 hours, and I wake up with such energy. I think that's also because I'm meditating a lot. You guys, meditation has changed me. Oh my god. It's insane, because I was like, this is not gonna work. Like, I'm gonna try, but this is not gonna work. This is not gonna have an effect on me. After, like, I'm not kidding you, after the second day, I already started to notice some things. Like, I'm not a patient person. I'm really not. I wish I was, because I have to deal with a lot of things in my life that require a lot of patience, but I don't have it, so that's why I really struggle. But anyway, after I started meditating, I couldn't believe how patient I was, like, on the second day especially. I think it was because I did a meditation related on patience, actually, because I'm not as patient as I was that day, but I'm getting better, and I noticed I'm a lot more happier, with energy, and just trying to see the more positive side. I've been trying to do that for the past year, especially with this quarantine. I mean, I tried to remain positive, but I feel like meditation has absolutely helped me with that, and I'm like amazed. I mean, I didn't believe that this would turn out so cool. I'm really happy, but anyway, I'm just really happy that I've been waking up early, and also that I've been taking a lot of time for myself, because a couple of weeks ago, I had some really rough days. I'm not really gonna get into it because I don't want my mind going back to that again. But let's just say I had never dealt with such strong feelings before, and I don't know what might have triggered that. Okay, so I think that there's two types of things that happen in your life that make you feel so down and low. Because I always say that life is like a roller coaster in which you have ups and you also have downs. But every time you're down, you have to remember that the roller coaster hasn't ended yet. So it will go up again eventually. So in those times that I'm really low, I try to remember that. So just try to think about that. But anyway, I feel like there's two types of feeling low. One that is triggered by something specifically that has happened in those days, or maybe something from your past which you haven't quite dealt with before, which that I don't recommend like not solving something in the moment, because it will come to not haunt you, but yeah, it will appear later in your life and you'll have to deal with it at some point. So you should just get it over with and deal with it at the moment. For instance, when my grandfather died last year, I think it was around July, we were still in quarantine. We hadn't yet started to go out and hang out with people, so it was a really difficult time. I remember that I didn't want to cry or feel sad or anything. I just wanted to move on because I had already felt so bad before, because I mean he was sick. We were all not expecting, but we knew that that day would come eventually, and I was kind of prepared. So I was like, I've already cried a lot before, I'm not gonna keep on crying. And I bottled up my feelings for a few days, and then I noticed that I couldn't keep them inside anymore and that I had to deal with them, because otherwise, if I kept on just pushing them down, they would resurface later and it would be a lot more worse because I wouldn't be able to control them. I decided that, especially because I had never dealt with losing someone before. I've never lost someone in my life. I mean, of course I've lost people, but not because they passed away. And I just had to learn how to control my feelings and how to just understand what was going on inside of me and how to deal with that. So I think that's mainly why I took a few days to process everything and then decide how I wanted to move on. And also because I have this thing that I don't really like learning new things. I mean, I do, but if I'm not good at it, if I don't know that I'm gonna be good at it, then I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And for instance, with the guitar, I play guitar, and when I have to learn something that is very hard, it's like I get bored because it's not working for me and I just get bored. And I sort of felt like that was what happened with this. I mean, I just had to learn how to like control my feelings and how to not be so, not depressed, because that's an illness and I'm not diagnosed with it, so I'm not gonna say that, but I just had to learn how to like find the good things in life instead of looking at all the negative ones, you know? And that was really hard for me because I had spent half a year without seeing anyone and just really angry and sad and just fighting with everyone, especially with my family. And it was also a time to be in family. So there were a lot of new things that I just didn't know how to control, and I didn't want to learn how to do that. I didn't want to focus on that. But well, eventually I did, and I am so thankful. Like, today I look back and I'm so thankful that I decided to just think about what had happened for a few days, think about what I regretted. But afterwards I noticed that, why think about my regrets? Like, it's better if I think about the good things, you know, like what I did good. And that changed myself. No, myself, what am I saying? That changed my point of view of the whole thing, and it helped me kind of like to stop seeing all my errors and things I had not done correctly. And it helped me not only with the situation of my grandfather, but with a lot of things in my life. So yeah, I'm telling you guys, if you lose someone or you're just going through something, I know it's hard, because those days weren't fun. I mean, and they were hard days, and that I had to put a lot of work on them so that they were helpful. But please, I'm begging you, like, take that time. And even if you have to disconnect from the world, or like not talk to people or whatever to make yourself feel better, then that's okay, because your mental health is a priority, okay? It's a priority. So please take care of yourself, okay? Moving on. I feel like the second thing that triggers feeling so low is when you have many things bottled up. Because there are a lot of tiny things that happen in your daily life, and then maybe we just let them pass, you know, like, oh, it's okay, don't worry, it's okay. But if we're always saying like, don't worry, it's okay, like, it doesn't matter, eventually we notice that it does matter, because you end up, okay, so I feel like we have this glass, right? And with each bad thing that happens, we fill that glass with a little bit of water. And once that glass is filled, there's no more space for the bad things that keep coming, you know? So if you don't empty that glass, it's gonna just splash out everywhere, and you won't be able to control that, okay? So it's better if you deal with it, you know, just if something bothered you, just say it, even if it's the tiniest thing, say it and get it out of your system, because it's a lot better that way. You feel a lot better. For me, it's really hard, because I feel like if I tell someone that something they did bothered me, they're gonna get mad at me, or I'm gonna make them feel bad. And it's really hard for me to say that something bothers me. But one of my friends always says to me, you have to put yourself before anyone else, which does not mean being selfish, okay? It does not mean that. But when it comes to things that harm you or that are not good for you, then you have to put yourself first. And I think that's one of the best pieces of advice I've been given, because I'm a person that always puts the other first, because I'm a people pleaser, and sometimes I don't know how to put myself before them and how to think about something that I want and something that I need for myself. So hearing those words, I was like, oh my god, I can do that? I was just shocked because I hadn't actually thought about it that way. I mean, I never said anything to anyone if something bothered me because I just didn't want to make the other person feel bad. But then she said, like, well, other people don't mean to make you feel bad too, so if something does make you feel bad, you have to tell them. Because then I noticed that if I do something that bothers another person, I would like for that person to tell me, right? Because I feel like that's a healthy relationship. I mean, if you just don't say anything, then you just get mad over really small things and unimportant, and the relationship becomes really toxic. So I'm still learning and trying to not let pass all the things, because then in the end, they are bothering me. Even though I say it's okay, yeah, whatever, I still feel my glass. So that's not good. And that's what's been happening to me this past few days. Well, no, actually this past few days, no. I feel like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to fix that. And the thing is that when you bottle a lot of things up, you don't know where, like, you don't even know what those things are. So I had a few days which I just felt really low. My mind went in places that I didn't want it to go. And I just realized that I could not fix that on one day, because it wasn't something that happened in one specific day or at one specific moment. It was a lot of things that I didn't even know what they were. So I had to just take time for me and just deal with what has been going on and just, I don't know. But well, in those days of feeling low, I was still kind of talking to my friends and just like, oh yeah, I'm good, like, yeah, whatever. I didn't really give a fuck because I didn't want to feel like that, so I pretended that everything was fine, trying to like convince myself also, and it didn't work out. And I remember one of my friends kind of said to me, you know, you have to set yourself a goal for the year, right? And everything you do has to revolve around that goal. Like, maybe don't focus too much on school, don't spend too much free time on doing homeworks, just do things that make you happy and that are helping you get to that goal. And honestly, I don't think someone had ever told me something that changed me so much. Because after that, I decided that my goal for the year would be to be more productive, right? And it's insane because since that day, I planned out everything. I said, like, okay, I'm gonna do it. Like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. Yeah, you're right. And holy shit, guys. I mean, my objective for this year is to be more productive. And I decided it, and I took time for myself. I'm still taking time for myself and to think about what I want and how I can be more productive. And I'm telling you that taking time for yourself when things are not going so well is the best thing you can do. Like, believe me, it's the best thing, because you start to think more clearly and think about what you actually want for yourself and for your life, and it's really good. And if you're having a rough time, just know that it's okay to feel like that. It's okay. It's definitely, it's more than okay. I mean, we all have times where we're not happy, or sometimes we're just numb, you know? But remember that you have to get back, okay? And having an objective for the year really helps. Like, it does, because when you're feeling low, you kind of, sometimes you don't know how to get out of there. And if you have a goal, you have to remember that you have to fulfill it, I guess. So you have something to look forward to and something that you want to do, and it really helps. At least for me, I don't know, I'm just suggesting it. Maybe it does not work for you, but for me, it really, really helped me to clear my mind and actually start doing it, because it's also something that keeps you on like the positive side of life, you know? Since then, I've been really trying to see the positive things. And okay, I'm gonna tell you what my routine is, like my daily routine. I wake up at like 7. I meditate sometimes for 25 minutes, sometimes for an hour and a half. And then I have breakfast. I have my classes, or maybe do some homework. Then I play the guitar for a while, because I have a lot of, like, an hour left before I have lunch. Then I have the rest of my classes. And in the afternoon, I try to not do homeworks. I try to not do them, unless it's like group work. Because when it's group work, I know that the easiest thing is to do it in the afternoon. But I try to finish everything related to school really early, and then just dedicate my time to things that I enjoy. Sometimes I play the guitar, sometimes I draw, sometimes I just listen to music, or I don't know. But I try not to be on my phone during that time, and just do things that bring me joy and happiness, and that keep my mind on the creative side and the like happy side. And for instance, I found this like acrylic paints that are for like clothes, and I painted some pants, and I've been like thinking about remodeling clothes and learning more about fashion. And I said before that learning is not fun for me when I'm not good at what I'm learning about, but the thing is that I feel like I'm gonna do well with clothes, because I love clothes. It's something that since I was young I really liked. I love going to buy clothes and putting on a cool outfit, because first it makes me feel more confident and it helps with my self-esteem. Secondly, buying clothes is so therapeutic for me, because it helps like clear my mind, because I'm thinking about like on what occasions I'm gonna wear some item, or like imagining scenarios in which I could use that, and it helps me like reflect on stuff, or maybe like when I could have used it. Because when I don't have a good outfit on, I don't feel confident, I don't, and it's harder for me to do things. It sounds ridiculous, I know, you probably think I'm insane, but I don't know why I feel like that. I don't even know why I love clothes so much. I remember like
in preschool, I went to Miami to visit my cousins. And I wanted to buy clothes. I was 5 years old. 5 years old. And I really, really wanted to go shopping. What the hell is wrong with me? Oh my god. Now that I think about it, it's not normal. Like, that's not normal. What the hell? Oh my god, I'm cursing so much. No, what is wrong with me today? Wow. Anyway, moving on. I just think that goals are the best thing you can do for yourself. Maybe a to-do list for the day, and not like expect so much from yourself, you know? Like, don't do a to-do list of 50 things that are really long and that really boring. Just put on that list things that you know that you can do on the day and that they're not gonna be annoying. I mean, of course, sometimes you have to do boring things because I don't like to do homeworks, but I have to do them. Just try to organize yourself better, and I can tell you that organizing your life helps you a lot because you have not, like, kind of a schedule, but not a sort of set schedule, something that can change on a day-to-day. I mean, for instance, leave the afternoon or the morning free and you can do whatever you feel like doing, but just do something which you enjoy. Maybe go for breakfast with your friends, or just talk to your mom for a bit, or paint, or read a book, or just sunbathe. I don't know, whatever you feel like doing, but do something that makes you happy. And don't repeat that thing every day, because eventually you'll get tired of it and it will feel like a routine which you don't want to do anymore. But anyway, well, this episode is getting really long, so I'm gonna end it. But before I say goodbye, I want to propose you something. Today, when you end your day, write 3 things that you're grateful for in that day. 3 things, just 3. And write another 3 things that you look forward to doing the next day. Okay? Just that. And take some time to really think about it, okay? Just take some time and have a nice day, or have a nice week, a nice month, a nice year. Have a nice life, whatever. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I'm really grateful and happy. So thank you. I love you all. Bye.